Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 77 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Rowan County officials have once again launched weekly COVID updates online. The Rowan School District is moving forward with a plan to spend COVID relief funds. Baptist Health Lexington has implemented new rules as positive COVID cases increase statewide. Health experts are warning parents not to miss routine checkups for kids. Voter numbers are down in the Commonwealth. In sports, Moorhead State's golf team has received academic accolades. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 59. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. The Rowan County COVID-19 reporting dashboard is back in use once again. The county's top official announced the return of the tool Thursday as COVID infections continue to rise throughout the Commonwealth. The Gateway District Health Department covers Bath, Elliott, Menifee, Morgan, and Rowan counties. 49 new infections were reported in the area this past week, compared to just 7 in early July. Judge Executive Harry Clark says he hasn't implemented a masking mandate for county employees at this time, but it is a possibility.
I am certainly watching it each and every day, and then we will decide what actions we will take for county employees. But we're just going to do it make that decision based on how we do during the days and ahead. You know, if we start dropping back off, or we start increasing, then we're going to evaluate it every day.
The COVID-19 reporting dashboard can be viewed on Rowan County Judge Executive Harry Clark's Facebook page. The Rowan County School District will move forward with a plan to spend nearly $8 million in the third round of elementary and secondary school emergency relief funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. The Board of Education met last week, where leaders explained that plans put in place now could be amended later, and many meetings would happen before any plans were set in motion. Superintendent John Maxey recommended new HVAC systems at Tilton Hog and Rodburn Elementary Schools, replacing the roof on the high school and building a storage facility for the district. He also proposed an upgrade of classroom technology across the district.
This budget can be amended from year to year, so if there's something we want to move around or switch around, we can always make amendments. We'll have specific meetings and we'll have to approve all those documents. So this is just one step to a long process of getting some of this money spent.
A portion of the funds will also be used to pay curriculum coaches in each school building to help students who need additional instruction after the pandemic. Baptist Health Lexington is updating its visitation restrictions due to the rise of COVID-19 cases around the country and the Delta variant. According to WKYT, updated guidelines include a ban on overnight visitors and visitors under the age of 18, and only one visitor per patient. COVID-19 positive patients will not be allowed visitors at all, and anyone entering the facility will be required to wear personal protective equipment. The complete visitor guidelines are available at baptisthealth.com. Some site-specific variations will be communicated locally based on physical restrictions of waiting space or clinic space. The pandemic paused many facets of life, and a new report says wellness checkups for children were among them. With school resuming this fall, families are urged to get caught up on preventative care. A new report says 11 million routine vaccinations were missed during the pandemic. Dr. Chris Pelter is a pediatrician with Pediatric Associates of Mount Carmel. He says there are rare cases in which standard immunizations aren't called for, but they urge follow-up on missed shots that are required for most children as they grow.
We are dealing with a pandemic that we have not seen in over 100 years. And as contagious as COVID is, measles, it's transmitted at a much quicker rate. If we're not vaccinating our kids, we risk the emergence of these other vaccine-preventable illnesses.
Pelter says a decline in vaccination rates could result in fewer communities reaching herd immunity for preventable diseases. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Kentucky Secretary of State Michael Adams announced Friday that Kentucky's voter registration numbers have gone down. While 5,465 new registrations were logged, 5,580 were canceled. Of those canceled, he said 4,000 voters died, 1,236 had moved out of the state, 374 were felony convictions, 249 had been judged mentally incompetent, and 21 voluntarily deregistered. Breaking down the data by political party, LEX 18 reports Democratic registration dropped by more than 2,000 since May 31st. Republicans, however, saw an increase of 1,010 registered voters since May 31st. Currently, 46.3% of voters in the state are registered Democrat, while 44.2% of voters are registered as Republicans. In addition, voters classified in other affiliations saw an increase of 854 registrants. Currently, 9.4% of voters are registered in other political affiliations. The overall decline in registration numbers comes after Adams said there were 2 months of small increases in those numbers. The COVID-19 pandemic has shown Kentucky's unemployment system to be in need of some major improvements, but those upgrades are still a ways off. Lawmakers gave an update on project last week, saying it could still be several years before an overhaul occurs. The $40 million project was nearly awarded in recent weeks, but Labor Cabinet Secretary Jamie Link tells WYMT some new federal requirements caused another snag.
Based upon the new requirements that respondent decided to withdraw their response, and looking at the other responses that were submitted, it was the determination that those respondents would not be able to provide the system that Kentucky needed.
Unemployment officials say the contract for the new unemployment system is being rebid, but it will likely be 2 or 3 years before it is complete. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron and Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost joined a coalition of 23 other states urging the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the landmark abortion decision Roe v. Wade. They filed a legal brief supporting a challenge to the 1973 ruling that gave women the constitutional right to abortion coming out of Mississippi, where most abortions are banned after 15 weeks. The nation's top court, to which President Donald Trump appointed 3 conservative justices in 4 years, has agreed to hear the case this fall. The attorney generals contend the Supreme Court hasn't been able to explain over the years the constitutional right to an abortion or provide a consistent legal standard for determining when the right to an abortion is violated by a state law, according to the brief. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul's office said it has always attempted to comply with finance regulations after Paul's former presidential campaign was fined by federal officials last week. Paul's 2016 presidential campaign committee was fined $21,000 by the Federal Election Commission for improperly handling contributions. A statement from a Paul spokesperson sent Friday to the Associated Press said it is, quote, not uncommon for large national campaigns to have a missed deadline that is then rectified, end quote. The statements claim that all excess contributions were returned in 2016. The FEC said Paul's committee didn't refund or redesignate contributions of more than $165,000 within 60 days of former President Donald Trump's winning the 2016 Republican nomination. A federal grand jury has charged a Carter County woman with defrauding the Internal Revenue Service of $9.7 million. Karen Smith, also known as Karen Hable, was indicted July 15th on a single count of wire fraud after prosecutors say she filed a false tax return for 2018, resulting in a refund of nearly $10 million. According to the Daily Independent, a warrant filed last year stated Habel and her husband, Kenneth Smith, filed a 2018 tax return claiming a $10 million income with a $10 million loss for the Karen Denise Habel Trust. That resulted in the government cutting a check for the couple for $9.7 million. An IRS review discovered the return was bogus, according to the warrant. If convicted, Habel faces up to 20 years in federal prison and $250,000 in fines. The IRS has requested the money be returned. Residents in Nicholas County are continuing to clean up after flooding destroyed areas of Carlisle last week. Community members there and in nearby counties are continuing to work to help those who were impacted by the storms. Billy Hinton ran a business out of her home there for 30 years. She tells LEX 18 the severe weather has impacted her life drastically.
I couldn't get out because the water was so deep. It was almost up to my neck. I lost all of my pictures, and all my clothes are wet.
The Paris Police Department in Bourbon County has been collecting items to assist in the recovery effort. Some of the biggest items needed are cleaning supplies and totes to store items people were able to save. Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, Morehead State men's golf student athletes have been honored by the Golf Coaches Association of America for academic excellence. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
Joe Muskong and Ryan Gillum have been named All-American Scholars as presented by the GCAA and Srixon Cleveland Golf. The overall program was named an all-academic team. To be eligible for the Srixon Cleveland Golf All-America Scholar status, an individual must be a sophomore, junior, or senior both academically and athletically. In addition, they must participate in 40% of the team's competitive rounds, have a stroke average under 76, and maintain a minimum cumulative career grade point average of 3.2. A two-time All-OVC honoree, Muskong has been named an OVC Scholar Athlete last year, the most prestigious individual award in the league. He notched four top five finishes on the season, including finishing tied for third at the OVC Tournament Championships at 7-under par. Gillum finished the year with a stroke average of 74.8 while firing three sub-70 rounds, including a season-low 69 at the Any Given Tuesday Intercollegiate, Bobby Nichols Intercollegiate, and Missouri Tiger Invitational. He notched three top 25 finishes. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 81. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 60 degrees. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day with a high near 80 degrees. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 p.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And for your Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late afternoon hours, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 83. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Kenny Lee Roberts, Shamari Mosley, and Cassidy Stearman. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanna Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.